At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here, it's Game Time Decisions. It's a Tuesday night. Saw a tweet from the FanDuel account. Which team wins a seven-game series, all-time Celtics, all-time Pacers? Bob Cousy, Paul Pierce, Larry Bird, Jason Tatum, Bill Russell against Tyrese Halliburton, Reggie Miller, Paul George, Ron Artest, and Jermaine O'Neal. My answer would upset people. Let's talk some baseball here. Joe Maddon, happy to have you on a Tuesday night. It is Dinger Tuesday, and I'm taking a Juan Soto home run in this Yankees game. Curious what you like as they'll host the Seattle Mariners off a tough loss yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking for the Yankees to come out nice and strong with Clark Schmidt getting the start here for them. He's been so phenomenally strong at getting those strikeouts on the board, and I do trust him to go up and over his number today, Kevin. That number is high at 6.5 at -122 to the over, but you look at him here, he's got 55 strikeouts in just over 50 innings pitched, and I do think he's going to have another strong showing here versus the Seattle Mariners. Now, I'm also looking at the Yankees team total. I think you take it up and over that 4.5. That's coming in at +100. We know how explosive this team can be offensively. I think Juan Soto does get on the board like you're taking there, because Brian Wu's coming out here for Seattle. Now, while he has strong numbers, you look at the limited innings he's pitched, and against this Yankees lineup, I just think he's going to give up those runs. And now Seattle, they've been so inconsistent up at the plate. I do think they show those struggles today, and the Yankees take this in a big way, Kevin.
All right. Some love for the New York Yankees. Juan Soto over the 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs is my play of the day. Let's make sure we get this Blue Jays game in here, Joe, as we got a good pitching matchup with Kikuchi and Crochet. What do you like up north?
Crochet's been strong when you look at his numbers with a 4.18. When you look at his road ERA, Kevin, it is sky high. It's over a 7. And Kikuchi, I just can't trust him. The last time he recorded a win was so long ago. It's been over a month. He's been having those struggles out there. And while the Toronto Blue Jays have dominated versus the Chicago White Sox in the last, 7, 8, 9 meetings, can I trust them here? I can't trust the Toronto Blue Jays, and I can't trust Kikuchi. I think we're going to get that Yurphy, and it might just come by the Chicago White Sox in this one. It can come by either, but at +118, I am going to play the Yurphy. I'm going to play this one over that total as well. And then I think you look at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I do think he is due for a home run, his home run coming in at +450. He's been so phenomenally strong for the Blue Jays there. And like I said, Crochet coming out here on the road, he's had those struggles. Now, if you just want to take Vladdy for the RBI here, I don't hate that either. That's coming in at +160. He has 11 RBIs in his last 19 games. So he's been phenomenally strong. I do think Vladdy gets that home run and the RBI.
You know, it's funny, Joe, because when I saw the game, just for me, when I try and go through the baseball board, I look at the money lines, of course, but I try and not see the total until I kind of get a good feel for the pitching matchup. And I saw this total. I said, oh, I might be able to play an under here. You know, maybe I can get an 8.5, probably an 8. It was a flat 7. I was like, whoa, what are we doing here? So I backed way off this total, getting some plus money for the Yerfie. I like where you're going with there. How about at Wrigley tonight? I can only imagine how expensive that Yerfie is. Total's 11.5. What do you like in Cubs Braves?
Well, I don't love the scheduling spot here for the Atlanta Braves. They're coming off the doubleheader versus the Padres yesterday. And I do think this is an opportunity for the Cubs to get a nice win at home. We're getting plus money with the Cubs as the home dog here. And Javier Assad getting the start. Now, he's allowed two or fewer earned runs in each of his last 9 starts. So he's being strong. And I do think with the scheduling spot here for the Atlanta Braves, the Cubs have every opportunity of getting the win. And yes, this is a high total. I don't want to play an over 11.5, Kevin, but I can't take this one to the under. You look at the Braves and they lost 4 of their last 5 games as well. This team needs to get back on track. Will it be here versus the Cubs? It could be, but I have a lot more faith in the Cubs. And you talked about looking at those totals after you looked at the pitching matchup. I tell you, I tried to look at the first 5, Kevin, and I was shocked that that total was sitting at 6.5. I wanted to take the first 5 to the over, but a 6.5, I still can't play to the over. It's minus 144 yeah. to the over as well. So the runs are coming tonight. This would be a great one to take some player props in. I just can't get there. I would be looking at these pitchers to go under on their strikeouts, but I hate taking under on strikeout for pitchers.
Yeah, we're going to move over to this Baltimore game, Joe, because this Orioles team has one of the hottest hitters in the league and the 4th best odds to win league MVP in the American League. That's Gunnar Henderson. Now plus 500 in front of him are Soto, Judge, and Bobby Witt Jr. The only other player underneath 35-1 is Kyle Tucker at plus 700. You're going to back Gunnar Henderson in a few ways in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking for him to come out nice and strong and get that home run. I can't believe how much the books have adjusted. We were getting to him for the home run in that last game yesterday at plus 420. It's now plus 185 for Gunnar Henderson to come out and get that home run, but he's on absolute fire. And I'm not stepping in front of him right now, Kevin. I do think off of Lance Lynn here, he has every opportunity. Lance Lynn has been struggling. He's been giving up those earned runs 4 or more in his last couple of starts. And I do think with someone like Gunnar Henderson, he's in trouble tonight. So I'm also going to look at the Baltimore Orioles. I think their team total up into the over 4.5. It's juicy at minus 130, but I do think they can get those runs on the board. I think you could even alt this one to over 5.5. You're getting the over 5.5 with some plus money. I expect 6 runs out of the Baltimore Orioles. We know they basically had that game until late yesterday versus the St. Louis Cardinals, and they're going to be frustrated coming out in this one. Now, Kyle Bradish is getting the nod here for the Orioles, and I like his ability to limit the bats here of the Cardinals, but the Cardinals have been going up and over in their games as well. They've been actually getting the runs on the board, so I would take this full game to the over as well, but I do trust the Orioles here a lot more to go over their team total.
All right, looking for some juice there in Baltimore. I took the Ryan O'Hearn home run in that game for Dinger Tuesday. It could be a home run party for Baltimore. Now, Joe, yesterday, I think you actually told me this off air, but I know you were on air, so I'm sure you mentioned it at some point to people. The Dodgers parlay, including Will Smith, a little plus 700 situation. He paid the people last night, and you're going to go back to Will Smith tonight, I assume.
Yeah, I had that same game parlay on in-game live overtime last night, and it cashed. It was plus 721. It was Will Smith and the Nerfy in that Yamamoto over his strikeouts. I'm going to go back to Will Smith for that RBI today. His RBI coming in at plus 135. He's been phenomenally hot. And when we look at him versus Arizona, he's been getting those RBIs in all of these matchups. I'm also going to look here at the Dodgers in the first five. I do think they have every ability in the first five innings to cover that run line. They're only laying a half a run there at minus 102. They've got Gavin Stone coming out to get the start. And I really do think he's been so phenomenally lights out as of late. He's really going to limit the bats here of the Diamondbacks. And I don't trust the Diamondbacks bullpen either. So I do think this is a game where you could take the Dodgers on that run line as well. But I'd probably alt their run line for the full game, Kevin. I think they easily cover the 1.5. I'd look to lay the 2.5. You're not getting as much value as I wanted, though. So that's why I looked at the first five innings, laying the half a run at minus 102.
All right, makes a lot of sense there. Look, this Dodgers team is hot, and they're tough to beat, and getting plus money on the run line is tough to pass up on. Joe, I'll ask you quickly before we let you go. What'd you make of that Oilers win last night?
Kevin, why did you have to do that? Like, that is absolute torture out there. I wanted Vancouver to get...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Seeing the Edmonton Oilers, you know, they were able to convert on their power play, and their kill was second to none. They killed a four-minute penalty out there on the ice, so they did deserve to go through. I swear, everyone just wants to hear me give the Edmonton Oilers props. Hopefully in the next series, it's the Dallas Stars were giving props the whole time.
Look, the Oilers got the job done. And even though I lost my McDavid bet, I could not be happier I didn't lay the puck line after they were up 3-0 and only won 3-2. Joe, appreciate it as always. We'll talk Western Conference Finals, NBA, next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's make it happen here, live on a Tuesday night. Imagine we're going to talk some Western Conference Finals odds, just to kind of set the table for people here on this Tuesday. I have not placed any series-long wagers just yet. We're going to get expand on those odds in a moment. There's some interesting Kyrie props. We'll get to those and any items that I do bet. Again, I'll make sure I tweet those out to you tomorrow at the Kevin Walsh. We'll get in the mix. Let's talk a little bit about the card tonight, though, just a chance to kind of really lay it all on the table with this Eastern Conference game. We'll expand on it a few times here. But as far as your straight bets tonight, Tatum and Turner over 16.5 rebounds combined. All right. This is a spot where Tatum is a double-double machine right now. You know, his rebound average is 9.9. It was a little tempting to play that to the over. He dominated the glass against the Pacers in the regular season, averaging 30-10 in this matchup. And in the postseason, he's dominating the glass for a second straight year. Tatum now has averaged 10-plus rebounds in five consecutive postseason series, dating back to last season. So I expect Tatum for 10 very consistently. And he hit 12 plenty of times. If you look at Miles Turner, he's played 13 playoff games and only once had less than five rebounds. So if my floor... Let's call my floor. So what's my floor for Tatum? It's really 7, right? But I like Tatum to get to that 10. But I want to bring Miles Turner into the fold. Maybe it's risky. Maybe I'll regret it. Maybe it's a 10-rebound night for Tatum, which is pretty expensive. Even if it's 11-rebound night, maybe I get hooked here. But Turner's rebounds is something that I was interested in heading into this series. I was trying to find a way to play Miles. I considered his double-double price, something we saw him do earlier this year, actually, against the Boston Celtics. And I think you're going to see both of these guys have good rebounding series, so I wanted to get off on the right foot here and play this in game number one. I also wanted to play Jrue Holiday for 2-plus steals here, plus 170 price. No steals last game. And the only times that we've seen that so far in the postseason, the bounce-back game, he's had two steals. And if you take a look at the team here, Now, I know in the regular season he didn't have a multi-steal game, but I'm okay with that. I think that's partly why we're getting a nice plus 170 number here on Drew Holiday. You uptick tempo, and it just gives you more opportunities. The Pacers are accustomed to their tempo, so it doesn't mean they're going to be falling over themselves and giving the basketball just to Drew Holiday. But more possessions is more opportunity for turnover. So that's why I want to be in the mix here with Drew Holiday, a nice plus 170 price. The plus 170 does pale in comparison, though, to our triple-double shots. Halliburton, 40-1. Tatum at basically 15-1. Someone let me know that they went about this on another book, I believe Fanatics. Because I did not play the straight triple-double number on JT. I wanted the best price I could get, so I parlayed 10 rebounds and 10 assists and came up with plus 1487. At another book, they were getting 20-1. So get your best number, right? I want to bet this every single game. Both of these guys, triple-double, 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 and see what I come away with. There is a price plus 850 any player to record a triple-double. The issue with that, though, is you're not getting anywhere near your return if you get the Halliburton triple-double, who had one against Boston in the regular season, had one in round number one against Milwaukee. But the Derrick White triple-double was a game that Tatum missed. Jaylen Brown had a triple-double. Sorry, I'm not banking on that. And Pascal had one in the regular season, but Halliburton didn't play. So I think these are really the only two guys that can get the triple-double anyway. So I'm willing to play them isolated here tonight, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. The series-long wager that I've locked in, though, comes on Tyrese Halliburton to average over 8.2 assists per game in this series. And this is just one of those spots where we're getting a low number due to the last series. Halliburton averaged only 7 assists per game against the Knicks. He actually didn't have 10 assists in any of the 7 games. That's outlier. Give the Knicks plenty of credit, but that's outlier. We saw the series against Milwaukee, 9.3 assists per game. And that was, by the way, a series where he had a 2-game stretch of only 10 assists. But the 2 games prior to that, he had 28. Halliburton's going to be able to hit that top ceiling once, if not twice, in the series against Boston, because it's who he is. It's who he's been all year long. He averaged 10.9 assists per game in the regular season. Go peel back to what we saw from Tyrese Halliburton against Boston. The numbers are messy. He played 4 games, 2 of them full straight through, averaged 10 assists between those 2 games. But then one game where he was on a strict minutes limit and only played 22, he got injured pretty early on and only only played like 13 minutes. I was interested in a Halliburton points or rebounds plus assist bet tonight. I think you can bet that. I like that. I think that's a winner. I was actually looking for even a Halliburton rebounds average prop as well. But I'm willing to key on the assist because when you look at what Tyrese did in the 110 minutes he played against Boston this year, he gave you 36 assists. So again, you tell me how many minutes per game you think you're going to get out of Halliburton. In the series against the Knicks, he played 33.7 minutes. In the series against Milwaukee, it was 36.5. Buoyed, though, by an overtime game where he played 46. So if you want to call it 34 minutes, that'd be 11.1 assists per game if he plays 34 minutes based on what he did against Boston. But again, you want to call it 30 minutes, which is preposterous and not what it's going to be, it was still 9.8. Halliburton is the top assister in this league. And at 8.2, we're getting a massive, massive discount. Updates quickly here on your Major League Baseball board. One run on the board for the Cincinnati Reds after a sacrifice fly. Nerfy comes in, unfortunately, there for Toronto and the White Sox. 2-1 Tampa. Twins up 4-0 off a Byron Buxton home run. Rangers strike first against Ranger Suarez and the Phils. Giants up 2-1 on Pittsburgh. 2-1 Brewers. William Contreras helping the people there, I know, with an RBI double. And the Guardians up still on the Mets, but now 2-3 as the Mets are threatening to add a little bit more here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
In the top of this fifth inning, let's spin it forward Western Conference style. Points leader, rebounds leader, assists leader, a.k.a. Luka. We'll talk about it here on a Tuesday night on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We begin the conference finals tonight in the East with the Celtics and the Pacers. Tomorrow, we'll go out West with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks beginning. Since I'm not here, just wanted to set the table. Why not? Points, rebounds, assists, threes leader. And it's a lot of Luka Doncic. He's the top choice in three of the four markets and the second choice in the one that he's not the favorite in. We'll begin with points, where Luka is very tempting to bet. We're coming off of a series where Luka Doncic averaged under 25 a night. Now that, I think, is going to send some people to the window on Anthony Edwards, who's had a great postseason, is averaging 28 a game, which is right in line with what we've seen from Luka Doncic so far in these playoffs. The Minnesota defense is definitely going to be the best that Luka has seen thus far. But I'd like to argue that so far, what we've seen from this Mavs defense, the best defense Minnesota has seen, will be Dallas's. I also just think when this series is going to be very difficult for Minnesota to contain Luka. Unless he is injured, he's going to be excellent. I think the series against Oklahoma City specifically has allowed some to forget the Doncic postseason resume and what those numbers look like. But if memory serves, and unless things have changed throughout these playoffs, the only player who averages more points per game in their playoff career is MJ. Luka averaging 30 in this series feels right on line. There's some different markets you could attack, though. Luka head-to-head with Ant Edwards, Luka's pure prop over the number. Again, the concern on Doncic and why you have to evaluate his minus 115 worth it is the health stuff. If Luka missed a game, then this would be nightmarish. The thing is, if Luka were to miss a game, unlikely, I don't think it's going to happen, my bet wouldn't be Ant, it would be Kyrie. Because I'm expecting Kyrie to bounce back in this series. Halliburton today, my best bet for that series between the Pacers and the Celtics. Again, it's tough. Here's one of the tough things about this series, for at least some of the stuff that I love to look at, which is, and I'm sure plenty of you who make these bets, right? What we saw in the regular season. Well, a lot of this regular season sample size is useless. And not just because it happened before the trades and Grant Williams was stinking up the court, but there was a bunch of games that Kyrie didn't play in or Luka didn't play in. I believe we only had one matchup where both Luka and Kai were available. Guess who won that? Dallas. But I am expecting Kyrie to bounce back scoring-wise. So a series average that at last look was under 21 a night, it has my attention. Let's look rebounds here. Rudy Gobert, big-time favorite. I attacked Rudy in round one against Phoenix. Could the Suns take him off the floor? Could Yusuf Nurkic have a big rebounding series? No and no. That's what we saw. Rudy then was in a tight race with Nikola Jokic. Jokic probably would have won regardless, but Gobert missed game two. It removed any chance he had. I think Jokic had double-digit rebounds in that game. I think it might have been 16. You're not making up a 16-game deficit. That's what it is, 16-0. Was your score in game two. So Rudy has a big minus 600 number. The only way Gobert is not cashing that ticket, injury always applies, but could Dallas play Rudy off the floor? There is some idea that Maxi Kleber could come back in this series. which would introduce five out for Dallas, which has been the playoff kryptonite for Rudy Gobert. You pull him away from the rim, things get a little bit trickier. If Kleba comes back, then again, things for Gobert could be up in the air, but that's something we maybe play in game 3-4, as opposed to before the series. Many will look Luka. Cat did have a good rebounding series, though, against the Denver Nuggets. Assists, you know it, it's Luka. And Mike Conley had a good assist series, right? But I see no value on that. Mike Conley was around 16-1 to lead the series in assists against Denver. Now he's 6-1. Luka's assists, Jokic's assists, not that much separation. Similar, though, here with what we saw in the West, or in the East, in the West, that three-point market is very close. And Luka's the favorite, but Ann Edwards, Kyrie getting real love. So is P.J. Washington off the Wild series that he had. So there will be juice to be had in that market. We'll talk to Dave Sharapan about all of this and more next on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here, live on Sports Grid Tuesday night. Consig in the mix. A's gear. I feel like it's been a month since you broke out the A's gear. What's the word here?
I can't wear Celtics stuff. I'm doing a show with Ranieri later. Perrault's going to be on the show. So we can't wear the Celtics gear. But I said I'd wear green, and every book on planet Earth is going to need the A's today. Every single one. So despite the fact that they've lost 8 in a row, they're favored. And let's go A's. That's the late night play.
Wait. Every book in the world is going to need the A's.
Who's not taking the Rockies today? They're hot.
Who the hell's betting that game? Now, hold on a minute now.
What?
Now, who's betting? This game comes in where on the handle list of the night?
I was going through the schedule today, and I said, what game is going to have the least handle? This has to be it. This one. Or, I mean, let's be honest, it's Minnesota, Washington. You know, I come on and like to hype the Nationals, but it's probably that one is on the list, bottom three.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of too many other ones, though, Kevin. There's not too many other ones that get almost no handle today.
The A's are throwing an old-school Houston Rockets point guard tonight. That's for my ball knowers out there, and we'll leave it at that. It's not bad. What do you want to talk here, Dave? I mean, do we do the basketball, or do you want to finish up with the baseball, since you seem to be locked in on the baseball tonight?
Well, I mean, we could talk about the basketball. Did you find any bets that you really liked, any PRAs or anything that might be something?
No,
the point
it
spread
is funny.
Put a hold on everything, right? Like, this is a pause. Like, what do you do with 10 when you see it?
So, ultimately, all right, before we do series long stuff, we'll talk about the 10, because I haven't talked, I guess, a ton about it. But coming off a game 7 is tough. And I think that matters. But the amount of people that have Celtics roll, Pacers win game 2 makes me want to vomit. So what if the Pacers steal this game tonight?
Oh.
Just to break up everyone's thought process.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, boy. Now you're speaking the book's language. That would be, wow. What would the content world do? What would the book world do? What would the bettors do? They'll bet even more on the Celtics in game 2. That line will be higher somehow. You know, the zig, the zag, the zing, the boom. Oh, yeah. Mm. No, this will upset everybody in the space if the Pacers can actually pull this off. Why can't they cover?
Okay.
Like, that's one of those things. Like, tonight.
They can.
They can. But they absolutely can cover the spread.
Yeah, I think this totals. I'm stepping away. Total looks good. Looks like juice. I'm good. I'll see you next game. I'll see you next game. We'll figure it out. I've got a few. I'm on Drew Holiday for two swipes. All right. Oh. And I've got Miles Turner and Jason Tatum to combine over 16 and a half rebounds. That's where I'm at.
Rebounding props. See, that's I love when you go deep with stuff that maybe not anybody really is looking at. You got to go different directions. When a number gives you pause, you don't have to play it. I'm surprised the total's this low. Seriously, when you look at the games they played against each other during the season, maybe there were guys playing then that weren't playing now,
et cetera,
et cetera. But it's playoff basketball. It's a little light at 222, in my opinion. But, again, we'll see. P. Rolt really thinks that the Celtics team total first half is light, and essentially it is. I mean, it's been in the low 60s, pretty consistent. It wasn't against the Knicks, and they all went over except one game. Against the
Cavs.
The Cavs. So that might be a play first half, but, you know, find different things. Find baseball. I mean, that's the other thing, too. You don't have to just fire on this game because it's the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, I did fire on something, though. Because we had to get in now before we don't want to miss the boat. I'm playing Halliburton, I'm playing Tatum triple doubles, and I'm going to play it every game this series. So, but see, Dave, notice how those don't look the same?
What? Well, that's a big
difference. I don't know why they do this.
Look at those numbers.
Yeah, but notice how one of them reads triple-double, and then the other one's a parlay? See, because we had to start clicking buttons to make sure we got the best of the number. Because for some reason, a triple-double pays less than a 10-10 parlay.
How about that? Think that's by design, Kevin?
So.
That's doing your homework,
actually, today...
Like that.
Let me see if it's the same. There was a guy who's 10 rebounds number today, right? When you parlayed it with that same player to score 10 points, you get worse numbers. Now, explain this to me, okay? Explain this. It's still the case, so why not? Let's throw it out there. We like talking about this stuff. It's confusing. Miles Turner to get 10 rebounds, Dave, is plus 300.
Okay.
Miles Turner to score 10 points is minus 1050.
Okay.
Now, if I parlay those, do you have an idea of what I should be getting?
I can tell you.
You have a little calculator.
I'll pull up the calculator while we're talking.
Do you want to take a guess as to what we are getting? Plus 300. Minus 1050. Take a swing, Dave. Go ahead. Don't even just take a swing.
I don't know. That's such a minus 10,000, so it's 100-1 or minus 1,000?
Minus 1050. 1050.
1050. Okay. All right. Let me see. I got to put that in here. Minus one. How did you even find this? Like, why would that even come up on your radar?
Because I'll tell you why. Because I was looking at some double-double stuff. Your head's going to, I think, explode.
So it's plus 340? That's plus 340.
Okay. The parlay pays plus 273. Figure that out.
Did it on a parlay calculator. It's supposed to pay plus 340. 339.
Dave, listen, we know correlated parlays, sometimes you don't get what you really want. I'm getting worse odds than the plus 300 isolated.
Yeah, you can't
I've never seen it in my life.
That's not right. We might have to have a gaming commission meeting about that one. It's a big gaming commission meeting.
What's
today
going
in Massachusetts.
On?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I heard
to
about
me.
That.
Yeah.
Any quick thoughts there?
Oh, yeah. We broke it down today on BVB. I actually got up. It was an 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific, 11 a.m. meeting, a gaming commission roundtable in Massachusetts on why people get limited in sports books. and all of the sports books representatives decided not to show up. So it was a very awkward, weird way to have an hour and 20 minute discussion without an operator present. So I think that spoke volumes. It was very strange. It was very strange. We have a long way to go before we get some sort of like level.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Playing field. It's a weird time, right?
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting spot. But again, some things you can understand. I'm struggling with add a leg, lose value. That one I'm not. You want to go plus 300 to plus 305? It's not great. It's not that. Oh. Be right back. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Dinger Tuesday is off in the Bronx. Who just sent one out here on Seattle? The nine hitter? Dylan Moore. More like Dylan Less. Golly, what is that?
Oh.
That's not what we're. All right. Well, here's the thing. I did play Dinger Tuesday in the Bronx because you figured Seattle would contribute. You know, if Clark Schmidt's going to give him up, it's probably going to be at home. All right. So that's where we are. We'll see. Soto's up next inning, I think.
Did you do the Devers again? Did you do the Devers in Tampa?
No.
Off the Devers?
He did get his hits run RBIs, though, I was told.
Okay.
Which the people were excited about. How about that game? Hey, Dave. How about yesterday? Sonny Gray, 5 no-hit innings, didn't get me 6 innings pitched. That's a good one. That's one you remember.
That one leaves a mark. Yeah.
That's hard to imagine.
How does that? Yeah. Like, I mean, you're sitting pretty good in a fifth. That's pretty good. And then you don't win it. Tough look. That's a tough look right there.
Yeah. Very tough look. Very, very, very tough look. Let me throw something at you just because I know you'll appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Halliburton over 8.2 assists per game in this series.
Okay.
In his, Dave, in his regular season with meetings with Boston, he had a number of games where he was limited minutes-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So things get a little clunky, right? Like, I only averaged X against Boston this year. Well, he played 110 minutes, and he had 36 assists. Dave, tell me how many minutes you would say is good for Halliburton on an average this series.
That he plays? If he don't play 40,
yeah,
I mean, we got to play at least 40. Right? 42?
So how about this? Let's go 38 then, Dave. That's the high end that I was prepared for. That assist per minute ratio, if he plays 38 a night, 12.4.
I was going to say, is that 11? Okay, there you go. Wow.
Dave,
okay.
When he had 30 minutes, which he's going to play significantly more than 30 minutes a game, the assist-to-minute ratio is 9.8 with what we saw him do against Boston this year. So even if you say, oh, hey, the playoffs are going to change things, and realistically, he probably averages 34 minutes a game. I still think I'm being generous, which was 11.1 assists. That's your average, and I'm getting 8.2. So I feel good about that.
Yeah. Do you like his 3 prop? We were on that today. We had a big discussion about that today. 3.5 was the number, and that seems like an easy under. And I said, I don't know about that. Doesn't he get some volume tonight? Doesn't he shoot?
So at the back end of the Milwaukee series, right, he remembered, volume, right? So he actually, it actually kind of happened once he went home. 12-12-10-10 against Milwaukee. So I remember betting on him in the first game of the series to lead that game and made threes, and he only took five. He took four in the first half, though. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then he went 11-16-10, and it's like, oh, he's got it figured out. And then they went back to the Garden. He only took four. What I would say is, for Halliburton, from what I've seen, playing under makes sense. But if anybody wants over, and I know this is how people get burned sometimes, but I'd go a little bit extra, right? Maybe lead the game in threes, something like that.
Okay.
And when he shoots 12, you hope for your five, your six makes, and you can kind of handle it that way. But I'd say, so I have a very clunky card tonight, is how I would describe it. It's not a normal night, right?
No.
I have triple doubles. I have steals. I have combined rebounds. I'm a little thrown off with what we're going to get tonight. I don't feel as – I want to see what we got here, right? Don't be surprised if I tweet out a little halftime situation.
I love –
you know,
I
let's take 24 minutes in.
I love tweets from K-Dub. I absolutely love them. When I see them, I try to react and interact and all that other stuff. I love when you come with the stuff in the game or right after the game. That's usually the real good stuff. Yeah. Well, this is like the beginning of the summer, though. Okay, Dub, this is it. We get one basketball game or one hockey game, or if we're lucky, we get two of those sports in conference finals the rest of the way with a full slate of baseball. Now, don't sleep on the WNBA. I know you did some work there. You had to come up with something.
Cameron Brink over 9.5 points. We're in the mix. Here's the deal, Dave, right? Here's the deal. So the important thing for me tonight is this will be her easiest defensive assignment. Forget the offense. She should finally avoid foul trouble. We should get a career-high minutes. And that's really all we're looking for. She scored 11 in the first game in only 20 minutes of work against Atlanta, as is. She was guarding Tina Charles. Right? Game two, she's guarding Aja Wilson. All right. That's a handful. And she's being defended by Aja, too, in a lot of that game. So over 9.5 points. You want a little – because, Dave, I know you like a little bomb shot. I took her to get 15. Aja over in that game against Phoenix for 30. That's something like 25 or so to 1.
Ooh.
Little dark throw. Little dark throw, Dave.
That cleans up a lot of stuff over the week. You hit one of those early in the week.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
Makes you forget about Sonny Gray pretty easily.
Right.
You started to say he pitched well. You start.
What's the play of the day?
Oh, Soto. 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. So we'll see what happens when he comes back. But he did strike out in the first inning. So if the first inning rule applies, it's
trouble.
Not great. Yesterday, over 7 in Sox Rays, we get 5 from the dog. We couldn't push.
Don't get there.
We couldn't push.
Unbelievable.
That was tough. I didn't love that. I didn't love that, Dave. Yesterday wasn't great. That's okay. We bounced back. I'm in a bounce back spot. I'm in a bounce back spot.
I like that.
Could be a big day.
Could be
a big day. Look, before we let Dave get out of here, I wanted some quick thoughts on Minnesota-Dallas. And then we'll run through the card one last time for the people as the BVB crew.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
We'll be live and in the mix tonight for in-game live, so make sure you keep it here. It's Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, it's Dave Sharapan. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Up next, it's going to be in-game live. Dave Sharapan, Matt Perrault, live and in person, maybe. I think they're here in Jersey. Is that what I'm hearing? No. Peralta be in the. Go ahead, clean it up for me, Dave. Clean it up
not
for me.
Not yet. It'll be me in Vegas, Ranieri in Florida, Peralta on the guest from Bloviate.
Ranieri.
Yeah. Me and Ranieri are doing the show.
All right.
Peralta on as a guest. We couldn't get Larry Bird. We efforted to get Larry Bird. We said we got to get somebody to bloviate about Boston sports and the Celtics. Who better than Matt? So we're going to do that. And we got Kurtz and we got Cam Stewart to break down some hockey.
You guys are
hockey's
loaded.
He's got a night off. Are you ready?
You guys blew the budget tonight.
I know, right? How about the how about the onslaught of hockey that's coming in Madison Square Garden?
Hey.
Oh, baby. Is that city ready?
Hey. So I didn't win last night in the hockey, and I couldn't be happier about it, and I'll tell you why, and you'll understand this. Because I was going to bet Oilers puck line. I took McDavid to score a goal. Guess what? McDavid to score a goal, no pain. It just didn't win.
Didn't
Oilers
win.
Puck line, I'd have been sick to my stomach.
That would have been a bad loss. We had a lot of shots at the empty net, didn't get it. 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
Supposed to win it. Yeah, that was that would have completed the night that you had last night with the Sonny Gray and his other stuff. So that's good.
Yeah, it should have been on the card.
Right?
It should have been on the card. The Aaliyah Boston missed layup. Yeah, it was a night.
Oh.
Quick thoughts. What are you thinking with the Dallas and the Minnesota series in the West?
I think I will be super surprised if it doesn't go 6 or 7 games. I think we get an absolute battle both ways.
Yeah.
Dallas plus the 2.5 that can't lose. I don't even know what the price is, but I think I like Minnesota now. But this afternoon I was out and about shopping the different prices and the different exactas and the different things that I think we get a split in the first two games. And I don't know the order yet, but I think we get a split in Minnesota. What?
All right, listen. First on, two things. If you're late, you tell them it's on me. Good thing Peralta will be there in the studio. Over 5.5 games is minus 160 for that series. Is that good?
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes.
At that price?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. I'm glad I remembered. Because I didn't place it yet, but I have like 2 minutes if I do want to place it probably.
Uh-huh.
Over under 33.5 road wins in these playoffs. Now, that's annoying because you have to then do the math. Luckily, I already did it. Over under 6.5 road wins the rest of the way. Both conference finals, NBA finals.
Yes. How? What? Is that close? I mean, that's close. We're going to play that out.
It's close.
We get 2, maybe 3 in the West. 1. Or 2 in the
East. Each Boston series has had 3.
Okay. So.
So.
Then we'll only need 1 in the finals, which either team, Dallas against Boston or Minnesota against Boston, one of them is going to win a road game. I think we get there.
Celtics are going to be favored in every road game no matter what.
Are they?
Yes. Yes.
Minnesota?
They should be.
They should be.
I'd be surprised.
Uh-huh.
I'd be But so 6.5. You're interested. You're thinking over. I was thinking over.
That's a good number.
Here's the burn.
It could be 6.
Here's the other problem, though, because I told you how to do the math. I initially thought it was 7.5, and I was thinking over. And then when I found out I counted wrong and it was 6.5, you kind of got to like it a lot. You kind of got to like it or not. So it changes things.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Oh, let me see if that's going to close out on me. All right. Big show tonight. Dave Sharapat, Matt Peralt with Joe Ranieri stopping by.
Always.
I hope I have that. Enjoy the show tonight, Dave. Great stuff.
See you, boys.
With Ranieri and Consig leading the charge. It should be a good one. Now, hold on a minute before we get out of here. Just bear with me, people. Playoff specials, 33.5, minus 120. When's it close? 8:10. If there's no tweet, it means I did nothing. If there is a tweet, we got involved. Come on, what is it? Could we get a better number if Boston wins tonight? But we might. Pacers are live. Some are saying. Quick run through the card. Cameron Brink over the 9.5 points. Tatum triple-double. Halliburton triple-double. Tatum and Turner, 16.5 points. Drew Holiday, 2-plus steals. Let's get some dingers. It's a Tuesday.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.